So Alfred Langer studied medicine and psychology in three different countries, actually, in Austria, in France, and in Italy. He worked very closely together with Viktor Frankl between 1982 and 1991, and it was during this time that he founded the International Society for Logotherapy and Existential Analysis and really became the first person to move towards a systematic training in existential analysis. He's written literally dozens of books and journal articles. I'd point you to his website, langle.info, if you want to take a look at that. There's not only journal articles there, but also videos and audio recordings there that you can take a look at here. He's a visiting professor at a variety of different universities in Moscow, at the Sigmund Freud University in Vienna, and then also in South America in Mendoza there. Like I said, he's been coming here on an ongoing basis. He comes here to provide some training, but also to give such free and wonderful lectures as we're going to see tonight. So I'd like to ask you to welcome with me Alfred Langer here tonight to talk about love.
Good evening. Thank you very much, Derek, for your nice presentation and for representing EA Canada as the chairman of the society. Thank you for coming. So many new people, I'm surprised, and we have quite a lot of number of people who are interested in love in Canada. I didn't know that this is interesting here. So it was a first trial to speak about love. I love to speak about love, but it's not so easy. I'm a bit embarrassed. The theme is big, and there are different experiences on love. So to introduce the theme, I want to give some reflections or some thoughts which make me hesitate to speak about love. It is a theme which is so close to everyone, to the human being, and it encompasses happiness as well as big suffering. So it has an extreme polarity, love. And there are so many forms of love. We all know them. Parental love, love of between siblings, love of the child for children, love for partners, for friends, homosexual love, heterosexual love, love for art, love for nature, love for pets. And it is a central theme in our culture, in the Christian culture, in the European or North American or American culture. Agape, the charity. But what is charity? So, big theme. And there are so many forms to live love, in a platonic way, per distance. The sublime love, the physical love. You can love in a French way, in a German way. There are sadomasochistic or forms of love. There is a big love and sexual movement which started in the 1968. I was a youngster then, and it was a very interesting time. Love is a central theme in art, in music, in painting, in visual art, in poetry, and in science, in philosophy, in psychology, in developmental psychology. So the question, therefore, the question here is, when love is so central, who, may I ask you, for whom is love a central, important experience? Who experienced love here? Can you give me a sign that we can see who thinks love was important for me? 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah, everybody. But who had positive experience, dominating positive experiences with love? Is that for everybody true? It's about half of the group. And who has suffered from love? Maybe everybody. No, it was about this a bit more than before. Do you have a question concerning love? A question with which you come tonight? A question which you would like to be answered? Can you formulate it for yourself? I hope I will meet your question. If not, you can bring it up at the end and I will start again. A big question which I am asking myself as a psychologist and psychotherapist is, where do people get information or education about love? Most people take it out from television, from movies, from journals, from books. We rarely speak about love. It is a difficult theme. It is also critical in our times to talk about love, because some philosophers and psychologists speak about a time which is a time of objectification, of reification, with a high level of the impact of the medias, the mass medias, and the advertising, which destroyed the ideal of romantic love. It is commercialized for many people, and this makes it difficult to find their own way of loving. But on the other hand, we live in a time which is individualizing, which is dominated by personal freedom, by self-determination, by autonomy. So this is also seen as an impact on this destructing the common sense of love, the ideal of living a commonality, a togetherness, because the level of individualization is so high nowadays. And this is seen for many people as the main reason why people get much more separated than 50 years ago. But I think the combination of these two poles of our social development is not so bad, because the individualization brings up much more personal responsibility, needs much more personal decision, also in living together. And we are maybe more honest and have more possibilities to live clarity in relationship, and even to get separated. Because if we love, there is no guarantee that it will continue. And if it doesn't work fine together, it's a big question if we should continue to live together or to separate and to come to a clear decision in separation. This can also be very helpful and deepen our life. But there is a tendency that people take it too easy nowadays and separate where the separation is not yet mature, is not just because of a little difficulty people have. So it belongs to a good relationship, and it shows the strength of a good relationship to handle difficulties and problems. So the romantic love, the classical romantic love, maybe is difficult to live nowadays. But the individual decided personal love, the personal style in love becomes much more prevalent nowadays. So this is the good side and the danger side of our actual life, our society, our culture. There is also a pessimistic view on love, which says that love is utopia. That love, real love, doesn't almost happen. But maybe this is referring to a form of idealization of love. The idealized love is not a real love. Real love means struggling, means hurting. Even in love, we hurt each other. Real love means continuation. But maybe this continuous stability of a loving relationship is no more visible or not prevalent that much as it was before. But I have my doubt if this stability of togetherness was really based on love or more based on formal issues, which are nowadays seen much freer than before. Love, and this I want to show in this presentation, is one of the most stable capacities and realities for the human being. But love is no guarantee for happiness. It's no guarantee for not having problems, for not suffering. We must see it in combination with the suffering. We will come to that point. Love can lead to deep happiness, despite the pain with which it may be combined. Love is needed to come to a stable development in the childhood. To development, love and attachment is basic to find one's ego and to become oneself. We cannot develop healthily if we are not loved. So it is the most important basis for life quality and fulfillment in life. And when people die, and when we ask people what was the most important in your life, 80% of people say, the people I have loved. This was the most valuable in my life in face of death. When we look back, this we should keep in mind. We all have to die. And one day we are standing before this question, what was it worth living for? But we must see that at the same time, despite of this deep happiness which is possible by love, love is always in danger, threatened by human beings, by our dispositions, by our limitations, by our human limitations. And it is threatened by the zeitgeist, by the social and economical and cultural conditions. So it is helpful to know a bit more about love to find out the best way how we can live it and how we can deal with the difficulties which come along with love. To close this introduction, I bring you some very old thoughts about love, the oldest thoughts maybe in our cultures and in other cultures. Without love, life has no sound, has no poesy, no content. To live a formal life without love is not enough. All knowledge, all information, all philosophy, all commitment is played. All foundations, donations, funds, all presents, all support is not valuable, is not helpful without love. All investigation, all knowledge, all wisdom, all belief is nothing without love. This is written in the Song of Love. I put it into a bit more modern words, but this is the content. St. Paul, in the letter to the Corinthians in chapter 13, he says that love is patient, is kind. Love enjoys the truth. And love can support everything and believes everything and hopes everything out of this knowledge of this recognition of truth. Love needs humility. And love never stops. Where there is real love, he thinks, he writes, that it never stops. We will see if this is possible. And at the end, he says this famous phrase, there remain belief, hope, and love, these three patterns. But love is the greatest amongst them. 600 years before St. Paul, Lao Tse wrote about love. Lao Tse has a list about the influence of love on several activities and attitudes of the human being. I give you some of them. Duty without love makes annoyed. Truth without love brings an addiction to critique. Prudence without love makes sharp. Justice without love makes hard. Order without love makes petty. Power without love makes violent. You have always this idea of it makes it softer, it makes it adapting, it makes it more human. Love makes us more human. Lao Tse describes it so nicely. Property without love makes greedy. Belief without love makes fanatic. Woe betide anyone who is greedy with love. Why living if not for love? Now, I would like to give you a description of main elements of love, and then in the second half of the presentation to speak about some difficulties and practical approaches to love and to deal with love. What is the bed of love? How is love, where is love embedded? Love is a form of relationship. But it is much more than just relationship. But relationship is the basis of love. What is relationship? Relationship is a feeling of connectedness, of resonance. In a relationship, I am referring to the other. I'm interested in the other. I feel we belong somehow together. It may be a clinging relationship, which is a bit too strong, a dependent relationship. This is also a bit a sick form of relationship. It may be a free relationship. It may be an aggressive relationship. But there is always this togetherness. We belong together. Love, relationship is outlasting. It contains the whole experience. Whatever happened between us, whatever we did each other, remains in that container of relationship forever. This is something astonishing. It is so beautiful that we can keep all our experiences in a good relationship. And this connects us. And when we grow older, this is a treasure of shared experiences, which is like a tie between us. But this is also a danger. All the hurtings and injuries and all the bad and the mad we did each other is also contained in the relationship. Relationship is a container which keeps the whole experience, the bad and the good, forever. When I meet a friend after a separation of 20, 30, 40 years, it may be in my age, 40 years, and meet that person on the street, the relationship is there. That's not a new person, as long as you don't have Alzheimer. A relationship is something which we cannot avoid. As soon as we see somebody, as soon as we are aware of somebody, we are already in a relationship. We behave differently. We walk around, or we don't stare in the nose in the presence of somebody looking at me, which I would do in the toilet, but not when somebody is there. Even a strange person, whom I don't know. So we cannot avoid relationship. Whenever we are aware, we are already connecting somehow, but this is a very basic form of relationship. The relationship, which is important for love, means that we are taking up the relationship, that we are entering the relationship, that we are interested in the other, that we want to feel the other, that we want to be with the other. We want closeness. And we want feel, because a relationship is this taking up of a relationship means there are feelings coming up. It's not only rationality. A relationship is not rational. It has a rational part, but mainly it is irrational. It is felt, it is emotional. So the relationship means I am ready for being touched. I want to feel you. I want to have your closeness, that I can feel how you feel, how you are. And when I want to take up a relationship, I want to be near to you and with you, and connect emotionally, and feel resonance, and to give time. And for a relationship, the relationship grows by giving time, by spending time. This form of relationship we enter deliberately. We take it up, we spend time, and time is lifetime. This is some my life, which I want to live with that person in closeness. Closeness is very important for relationship. There's a nice picture, distance, when people love each other and become separated by any reason, of professional reasons, or going to the army, or whatever, they become separated for a certain time. The relationship is a bit in danger. How will it turn out after this month, weeks or months, or maybe a year or two, when we come together again? Will the relationship last so long? And the picture is, look at it as to a fire. A weak fire is blown out by the wind, and the separation is like the wind in the fire. And a strong fire is increasing, is glowing in the wind. So separation is a test for a relationship. Relationship is the basis, but it is complemented by something very human. On the basis of this lasting relationship, of this container of experiences, of this felt resonance between us, which somehow we cannot even evade, on this basis happens encounter. Encounter is something different to relationship. This is not so known by many people, that there is a difference between relationship and encounter. Encounter means personal meeting. Encounter means I see you. Encounter means it happens only when I reach you. Relationship is there even if you are turning away. But encounter happens only when you turn towards me, when you look at me and I look at you, when I'm interested in who are you. Relationship, encounter means openness not only to feel the other, but to understand the other, to see the other. Who are you? What is moving you? What is important to you? While relationship is a lasting experience over the time, is like a line which has a beginning and has no end. Encounter is like a point. It happens only in the moment when we talk to each other, when we look to each other, when we take up, when we meet with a common interest in each other. Then encounter happens. And afterwards, it's no more there. But encounter is nourishing the relationship. It's feeding the relationship. It's changing the after each encounter, the relationship is different. It changed a bit. It gained or lost. When it was a real encounter, it always gains. When the encounter was intended but didn't happen, it can make produce a loss. So in encounter, we look into the eyes of the other, symbolically speaking. I want to see you. Relationship can happen with closed eyes. It is the fundament on which the house of encounter, of meeting, of dialogue, of speaking with words or without words happens. This is important to know because this makes it understandable what is meant with personal love. What do we experience when we are really loving? This brings us five elements which describe love. And I do not pretend that these are all elements, but they are five important elements. When we are loving, we experience a value. When we are loving, we experience that I like, that I feel attracted. I feel the value of the other. I feel connectedness, togetherness. The other belongs somehow to me. I didn't know him before, maybe. But, or the other is my child, or the other is my father, my mother. Then there was a belonging together since the beginning. But when I meet a friend or a partner, we meet and we feel attraction. It is important to make us aware that love is a feeling. What does it mean to feel attraction? It's not knowing that you are beautiful, that you are lovely, that you are worth for spending time with you, that I can learn from you and whatever. That's not love. Love means I'm touched by a feeling. What does it mean to feel? Feeling means, when you have a feeling, it means that I am touched in my life. My life is in resonance. I am moved by the other. There is an inner movement. And this is basic for love. Love must be felt. And we cannot manipulate feelings. All the manipulation of feelings do not turn out, do not come to a stability. So we cannot make feeling to feel us. It happens by itself. So we are somehow exposed to love. Love shows up by itself or not. And love may disappear by itself or not. We can contribute a little bit. We can contribute by turning towards, by taking time, by intensifying the relationship. We can show interest and talk and do things together. But then this plant of feeling must grow by itself, and it grows or it doesn't. So love is such an important and central issue in our life, but nevertheless, we cannot produce it. We are somehow exposed to it, if it happens or not. But this is not an arbitrary happening. It is a happening, it is an event, it is something, it is a result which has a lot to do with ourselves. It has to do with our essence, to what I really am, to what is the core of myself, which I don't know what it is, which appears with where I feel a resonance. It is my essence, my life, which comes into resonance when I start loving, when I feel love. So it is my essential being which is moved in love. In love, in this feeling, in this liking, in this feeling of togetherness, resonates my life. And feelings are a capacity, the human capacity to detect the relevant, what is relevant for life. The feeling, a good feeling, tells me this is fostering my life, this is strengthening my life, this is feeding my life. And the bad feeling tells me this is adversive to my life, this is damaging. This is taking me life away. Then I have a bad feeling. I feel sorry. I have hate or so. Then I'm protecting myself because I'm losing life. But when I have a good feeling, when it is something is tasty, is lovely, is smart, nice, kind, then it is feeding, nurturing my life. So feelings are perceptions. And the feeling of love is a perception how this person is for my life. When my life gets into resonance, then there is some similarity, some familiarity, some intuitive perception of belonging, of togetherness. And it is love which detects us to whom we belong. we do not know so much about ourselves. Maybe our parents would know it better than we do it when we are 20 or 30. Therefore, there are traditions, cultural traditions, that parents choose to partner for the children, which has, and as we know now by psychological investigation, the level of happiness is equal in both forms of searching the partner, if the parents do it or if the children do it by themselves. So we are detected by love. So the first experience, the first element in personal love is the experience of a value. I feel a value, and existentially relevant values must be felt. It's not enough to know about them. Only when we feel them, then we see the values put on the screen of our life. We see it, how it affects our life. The second point is that in love, there is an experience of resonance, a feeling of being talked deeply. Personal love is not the feeling of a need. I have the need to eat, to drink. I may have sexual needs, needs of security, of safety, etc. This is not love. Personal love means there is something, somebody talking to me, and I feel addressed, I feel meant. And this is very central for love, that there is the essence of the other who talks to my essence, from heart to heart. This is a central experience in love to a person. You talk to me with your eyes, with the way you move yourself. I feel touched. Something tells me that you are so close to me. You reach my heart unintentionally. It may happen without preparing myself. I see somebody and it starts. It may start after years of working together. We never know when we are ready or when the heart is open and ready for it. This, what is talking to my heart, is something which can lead to some unexpected results. Like Carl Jaspers once said that with the years, the woman becomes more beautiful, but only the loving person sees it. Only who loves sees the beauty which is growing. Because the essence, if we have the openness towards what you really are, then we can see through the superficiality. Or Max Scheler, as a phenomenologist, puts love into a phenomenological understanding, which I find very beautiful. He says, in love, we see the maximum of value of the other person. Love is making my eyes seeing deeper, seeing the essence of the other. We see the essential of the other. The loving person looks so deeply. And this happens by itself, because by nature, we as human beings and persons, we have a capacity, a phenomenological capacity, which means a capacity to look through the superficial, to feel intuitively what is going on. This is something, a capacity which no computer can do. This is a human capacity of out of this spiritual dimension in the human being. So to see the maximum of the other, to see the other not only who he is, but also in his or her potentiality, what can be developed, what can come out of the other. And this maximum of value is the essence of the other. So there is an affinity, a closeness of essence. The essence of the other has some correspondence to my own essence, to what makes me the one who I am. Also, Goethe said that love, in love, we see the other not as the one who he is, but as the one who he could be. This is incredible. This, the essence of the human being is not finished, is not ready. It is constantly growing, can develop. And the loving person sees also the potential in the other human being, in the other. And the loving person has the feeling that he or she could be instrumental for that development. That I could be contribute to that development. That my presence, my being there, would help the other to become more himself, herself. That this blossom, that this comes to flourish through my presence. And this is a desire to be present, to develop this effect on the other, and that I can experience that through me and my essence, you can be more yourself and hope the same to get the same from the other. Dostoevsky once said, to love means to see the human being as God meant him. This is essence. As God meant him, you can put also as he or she is constructed, built, meant, or conceived, born for, to see the whole potentiality in the human being. A third dimension, after experiencing a value, after experiencing their resonance between the essence of you and me. The third is, in love, we practice an attitude. Love is not just a feeling. Love is not just a being grasped by the essence of the other. It also requires a decision, an attitude. It requires my freedom. My freedom is becomes concrete, especially through two attitudes. The one is, it's so good for me that you exist. I have the feeling how good that you are. This is you know, when we encounter someone who has this feeling and attitude and says, wow, I'm happy that you are. You mean so much to me. This cannot touch the other person. This is a great gift. We feel joy that the other is there.